Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, you feel it off.
What's that?
What's up? Welcome to the Let Them Know MMEO show.
It's your boy Sugar Shane in the building.
And Ron Stone.
MMEO, Let Them Know. This is all about, you know what I'm saying, the new years, new aspirations, new goals. You know what I'm saying? Like building off of whatever it is that you accomplished this year or whatever you put the steps towards to accomplish. And you know what I'm saying? Up in the game, up in the ante. You know what I'm saying? Elaborate, Ron. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. This episode, new year, new aspirations, new you. Yup. So We got a couple people that we had interviewed and let us know what they think about New Year's resolutions.
You know what I mean? A lot of positive words, a lot of good little stories, you know what I'm saying? And things, you know what I'm saying, to help you think and just let you know that everybody go through different things, but nothing replaces or nothing like, you don't have to go through anything specific to have that drive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but first of all, let's give a shout out to Misty.
Misty the ferret.
Misty,
you know what I'm saying? My mom's ferret. You know
ferret.
I mean?
Yeah,
that's
letting
my
us,
baby.
Yeah, you know, up in the studio, using the room for our studio.
We are occupying her playground. You know what I'm saying? AKA, you know what I'm saying? We're going to introduce special guests. You know what I'm saying? You are truly through my mother. You know what I'm saying? The lady that gave birth to me and helped make me crazy. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just kidding. But my mother, Lisa Ibarra, you know what I'm saying? You want to say hi to the people, Mom?
Made you crazy?
Yeah.
That part.
Yeah. We got special guest, Mama Lisa.
That part.
But yeah, let's talk about like what went on for like a couple minutes, like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Last
was
episode
saying,
was
know,
about
so
Thanksgiving.
We had a beautiful Thanksgiving. So all y'all came, beautiful.
I say the food was good.
I say when the company was good, it was great. It was no problems, just beautiful.
It wasn't like a super planned thing, you know what I'm saying? Like we didn't plan this months before, like, oh, we're going to do this and do that.
It just happened.
But you know what I'm saying? When it came down to it, you know what I'm saying? My mom's got the new spot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nice and spacious
beautiful
and
spot.
Lovely, you know what I'm saying?
And it was nice.
And she is an amazing hostess. You feel me? And loves to throw a good shindig.
Yeah.
And then we all potlucked it up. Everybody brought something, you know what I'm saying? It was all love. We all
it
enjoyed each other's company. Ate good. Have fun.
Watch some
good football. You know what I mean?
And girl came. And they stayed for a long time. I was so blessed. No.
Oh, yeah, man.
Honestly.
Oh, man.
Shout out my boy RJ,
really,
man. You know what I mean?
RJ and his girl stayed for a long time. And it blessed my heart because
it really did.
Like, they had a good time.
But just to, you know, to piggyback off that, you know what I'm saying, what make times like that so good is just, let's, you know, do a quick recap of our last episode, you know what I mean, as far as, you know, things that we kind of set on to accomplish, things that we said we were going to do, whatever like that. I just want to say, you know, my Cuddy J star is absent because my boy is working.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
He's doing good.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you remember a few episodes ago, you know what I'm saying, we was talking about him getting his ID and whoop-de-whoop to me. And
he did.
It's all, you know what I'm saying? The plans are set up and everything's coming to fruition. You know what I'm saying? But as far as just real quick, Ron, just on my standpoint, you feel me, to speak on mine, you know, we talked about having a notebook, writing notes, getting into planning your days out.
Procrastination.
Yeah. And I've actually been like, you know what I'm saying? Like I've realized too, writing stuff down, the difference between writing ideas and writing plans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like writing things that you actually plan to accomplish.
Your priorities.
Compared to just like an idea, like, oh, I need
priorities
to do this, but like, okay.
Well,
yeah.
Get you further in life.
Yeah.
That's what I know. And then if you literally look at it throughout the day, you'll accomplish more.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be like, and then you'll cross it out and be like, wow, look at all my accomplishments.
Bucket list.
Yeah. And on top of that, as far as when you don't do something and you look at that list and it's still full,
like,
I'm
why?
Like, damn,
I love a bucket
list. Like, what, like, how come I didn't
excuses?
Do such and such?
Look, that's what we talked about.
Yeah.
No excuses on the road to success.
Correct. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Love it. So, I love that.
Oh, yeah. What's stopping us? What's stopping us?
Nothing.
It's
yourself.
Excuses.
It's all
yourself.
It's a mental
it's
thing.
It's yourself.
And it's this right here, the notebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's why when we get on the podcast, I try to be organized.
Right.
So
right.
I know what to talk about. I know the times. Because we only have a 30-minute show.
Correct.
Just like you have 24 hours in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Use it or lose it.
Yeah.
That for it.
What are you going to do with
so
it?
So I want a skyline.
Go ahead,
I just,
Skyride.
Whatever
yeah.
it is.
Right.
On Fremont Street. I just...
All you want to do is zip line.
I want to zip line by myself. And
goals.
I just want to zip line on my own.
But what if we want to do it with you, too?
You can. But I want to zip line.
I did the zip line
before
you're
hanging, I die.
Just to dig in a little bit on the interpretation level.
My bucket list.
I think what you're saying is, and I have a feeling from my, I think what you're saying is basically, you know what I'm saying, you want that sense of freedom. That you feel like that feeling
yes.
free.
Yes.
That like, you just, you feel me, like nothing else matters but the
face
moment.
Fear.
I'm just here.
Fear, like I'm
just. I just want to fly through the air and just
I'm going
be like,
through the
I'm
air.
Free.
I'm going
yeah.
over, like. It's just me.
I am free.
It's just like how
it's
I climbed Mount
freedom.
Charleston.
Just
I
freedom.
Went to Mount Charleston and climbed it.
Mm-hmm.
It was an hour walk, but it felt like a goal. It felt like something that I
good.
Did, accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted to do, especially after my birthday.
Right.
When I told myself, I'm not going to get that messed up because I get messed up every year on my birthday.
Right.
I'm blessed this year because last birthday I spent it up in Miami, and then when I came back,
wow.
I had
man.
That heart procedure thing, and
yeah.
this is my second, I mean, the year after, so I was like, you know what, let me accomplish this mountain. I climbed all the way up to the top, and that's where I'm headed to. I'm going to the top because the bottom is too crowded.
Hey. Bad boy.
Hello.
So, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah.
I'm on a zip line.
Yep.
Hey, man.
Do it. I'll do it with you, too.
Guess what?
I've been ziplining before.
We only live one time.
I've been ziplining the forest.
We live one time. Why are we not happy?
That's the best ones.
Why are we not happy?
Because
we're not doing what we want to do.
Let's
do something we want to do. I want to jump off a plane.
Oh, damn. You want to skydive?
Yes, I do. I want to go scuba diving. Oh, my bad.
All right. So... Sorry, y'all, but we're getting too excited, but we are going to accomplish that. I guarantee
mm-hmm.
you that, and we will tell you about that.
Maybe we'll...
And as a program, you feel me, you know what I'm saying, like our main goals, you know what I'm saying, is to be a voice of the people.
Yeah.
And not just be a voice of the people, but give a voice to the people. So, you know what I'm saying, we have coming up some interesting, you know, small interviews and just thoughts of, you know what I'm saying, of stories of life and goals. You know what I'm saying? Future goals for success. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, everybody has their own journey. They go through their own things. But everybody's journey, well, most people, you know what I'm saying, it leads to a drive. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's the make or break. You know what I'm saying? And everything doesn't have to come, bam, in a snap. You know what I'm saying? You have to work towards it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You have to work towards improvement. You have to work towards building towards something. And understand that it does take time and it takes effort. And it's gonna take sleepless times and sacrifices to make it happen, but that's the only you can make it happen.
Yo.
You feel me? But yeah.
Good night.
All right. So okay, we're gonna edit this part.
Right.
Now we're gonna close it up. And
okay.
Then, yeah.
Was it good?
So what do you think about New Year's resolution? Because the podcast. Episode 52 is about new year, new aspirations, new goals. Can you let the listeners know your feelings about New Year's resolutions?
Well, my feelings about New Year's resolutions is they're overrated. You be yourself, you make your goals when you want to make them.
Okay. So, for 2022... Did you have any New Year's resolutions that you accomplished or you didn't accomplish that you want to accomplish for 2023?
making more money, getting a bag.
That's your New Year's resolution? So, did you accomplish any New Year's resolutions for 2022 this year?
Yes, making more money and still getting it.
You made more money this year?
Yes.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. How about 2023? What's your short-term goals and what's your long-term goals for the new year?
Well, I don't have any short-term, but my long-term is just to continue making money and be blessed with abundancy of money.
All right. All right, to close it off, let the listeners know, give them some advice about goal setting.
I feel like if you're a goal setter, then, you know, proceed that. Everybody's not a goal setter. We live day by day. We live minute by minute, second by second.
All right, cool. Thank you for being on the show.
Have a blessed day.
What's up? We got Big Phil on the Let Them Know MMEO show. So, Big Phil, let the listeners know, what do you think about New Year's resolutions? Due to the topic being new you, new year, new you, new aspirations, new goals. What do you think about New Year's resolutions?
Well, hey, I think New Year's resolutions are great. It gives something for people to look forward to do for the next following year, as long as it starts off with maybe health and staying together as a family and economy stabilizing relatively well. If others make more the goals than that, then that's just wonderful. But hopefully that's just it. They're not so bad.
All right. How about for 2022? Did you have any goals, any New Year's resolutions that you accomplished or didn't accomplish that you're going to accomplish next year?
Well, hopefully the one resolution I had was to stay alive for another year, and I think I actually reached that goal. So just to try to stay healthy, try to keep moving, you know, health for the kids and the wife and the dogs, and that's basically what I just hope for 2023 too.
Okay. Do you have any short-term, long-term goals for 2023?
The same, just to stay healthy and keep going and hope everything else, like the economy, gets a little better and everything else stays the same and there's no, like, bad things that happen.
Oh, man, I like your goals because, you know, I'm blessed to be here on this earth another year since I had that heart procedure and everything last year. So, man, I like your goals. Before we leave, would you let the listeners know, give them some advice?
Some advice would be, I'd say just to hold on. I'm not one to really give advice unless I'm asked to, because I feel like that's like encumbering on someone's personal time. But if it's just a quick question, it would be just, I hope everybody lives the day as a blessing. I hope everybody hangs in there. You know, if things are going wrong, you know, maybe it'll get better next year. Just hang on and see what the future holds. Good luck.
Cool. Thanks, Phil, for being on the Let Them Know MMEO show.
Thank you.
All right. Later. What's up? Welcome to the Let Them Know MMEO show. New year, new aspirations, new you for 2023. We have Brother Daryl here about to let you guys know about this podcast show. So, Brother Daryl.
Yes, sir.
Let the listeners know, what do you think about New Year's resolution?
New Year's resolution, I think it's always good to have vision. It's always good to have some foresight, you know, to lay some framework. But ultimately, when there's something new, that means we don't really know what's to come, right? So we can't anticipate, and off of past performance don't mean future outcomes. So for me, the resolution would not be as much as it would be inviting something that I yet not know, and being willing to entertain something that I've yet not seen, and being able to extend myself beyond the place that I have been for a common, you know, goal.
I like that.
Okay.
So for 2022, this year is gone. So did you have any goals for 2022 that you had? Let the listeners know your 2022 goals that were met and the 22 the goals that you wanted to do but couldn't.
Oh, man, that's a pleasure. That's a personal one right there. I just bear witness to you, man, the glory of God and his favor, man. I was in a hospital. I had a lung collapse. And so at the beginning of this year, 22, I was recovering. And I was in Fresno, California, going back four generations to where it all started for us as a family, right? Born in L.A., though. So when I went back, it was symbolic for me to... in that retrograde to kind of like visit the ancestors, quote unquote, put my feet in the mud.
Yeah.
So in that was healing, restoration, dealing with redemption and family reconnection. And through that, my relationship with my daughter got stronger. So she's here. And my goal coming into 22 was I got to be around her. And if I had the world, I would give it back to build it with her. And if it's going to take me from her, I don't want it. And with her, we could do everything.
Mm-hmm.
So my 22 came in that way. And then from there was obviously the tribulations and the opposition and all the, you know, the stuff that makes the story. But to be here and not leave and say, we're going to do it together, that's kind of what. So it was fulfilled, and it's not at its optimum or at its best, but we walking through it together. So that was the just of 22 for me. Yeah, man, plant my flag in Vegas chapter. Yes,
man. That's good. I'm from Bakersfield.
Yeah.
And then so what? We're neighbors and stuff. So,
wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Something brought us together.
Dude.
You know, we're only an hour and a half away.
That's
good. Yes, sir. I'm proud of you. You did what you had to do. You came over here to Vegas. You got your daughter with you. You're spending time with your daughter. That's a good goal.
As much as I want, but we working on that too.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Indeed.
But little steps, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm proud of you on that one.
Respect, man. Salute, big brother.
All right. How about your 2023 goals? What's your short term and what's your long term?
Grandmother just got her wings, 10/29/22, and at 4:44 a.m. on a Saturday, we had the transition of the ceremony, the going away ceremony, on the 26th, right after Thanksgiving. At that point, I ran back to Vegas the next day. I was gonna go to the studio. I had all kind of things planned, but it was so much of a spirit of fulfillment and peace and calming. It was like Grammy saying, "No, ain't no rush. Don't just go line up though." So I came home, cleansed, prayed, got in home, you know, did my little whatever I do. And then I told myself I'm going to dig in harder. I threw shit on the wall, threw stuff on the wall, you know, the vision board, the scripts, just ideas, affirmation, things I want to see. And then I looked in the mirror and said, I want to be the change that I want to see, since I'm always talking about what I don't see and what I want to see.
Yeah.
Someone pull my car like you,
yeah,
saying, hey, man, it's a calling of a king. Be the change you want to see. So here we are with the first takeoff of that. So we coming in 23 like this right here, doing it like MJ.
Okay. Well, you have any short-term goals?
Spring break launch of Hustle Fetish clothing brand, lifestyle brand, promoting entrepreneurship and drive.
Okay.
And then from that soft launch, it's going to introduce a few other things. We're waiting on some legal stuff and some proprietary stuff to really do a public launch and even speak on certain projects. But it's all community and cultural driven. And centered, and we pushing peace and love and unity for the community, for you and me. That's what we doing, though. And so the ultimate thing is how we can help you and start a community and where you are, what you doing, and how we could be a part of expanding that and
okay,
exchanging in the love, right?
Okay. Man, I like them goals. Man, then I'm sorry for your loss with your grandma. And then I know you were going through a lot of things with your lung collapsing and everything. I went through a lot of stuff last year, from catching COVID last February. I was out of work for 3 months. Then on my birthday, went up to Miami, then came back, and then had a little mild stroke, and then come to find out that I had a hole in my heart I'm like, wow, not me, but, I mean, people go through stuff, you know? And then I had to get a heart procedure, had to get my hole plugged in my heart. Of course, I'll have other episodes. You know, we're still young. You know, we have family. And, you know, time is precious. Time is short. And I'm blessed to still be here on this earth. So to meet people like you that's trying to do better in life, you know, and then help the community. And then I told you about our nonprofit. And then it's good that you said you want to be part of it and help out. But, yeah, we'll get it going. We'll get together and move forward and, you know, keep on accomplishing what we have to do and why we're here on this earth. Man, to close it out, let the community know, you know, give them some words of wisdom before we end this episode.
I'm going to say the first word that came to my mind was believe, right? Was believe. And I'm going to say it like this. I come humbly grateful to be of service and remain a student. You know, words from the late, great Nip. But I will say this, that we got to know that no matter whatever you believe in, if you believed in something and you felt it, and it moves you to be a better person or to try to bring your best A game. We in the championship game, baby. Whatever you thought you were sent for, sent to, you waiting for it to be sent to you. It's application time. The information is out there. You can Google search and just tap in and be in China and being, you know, I can be in Ghana right now. I'm just saying, you know, from LA, from Vegas, we everywhere. We bringing that the Valley to Nile to the Desert Springs and waking culture up. And we identifying culture vultures and getting them out the way, but we doing more of the work than worrying about the people that ain't. So let's just keep spreading that love and doing what we're supposed to do. And I leave you with this in closing, that you never know when you're entertaining them angels, but angels is nothing more than, you know, we can interchange at any given time. So we could be entertained and we could be entertaining the next biggest or the next best thing for our lives and those to come. So just be mindful of that and make sure that you bring your best with good intention and let God show up. Whatever name you give him, whatever walk, whatever lookout, don't wait for it to look how you want it to look because he might show up differently. And I'll leave you with that in love, I guess, that hopefully that will cover something for somebody.
Yes, sir. Man, thanks for spreading the word. Thanks for being part of the Let Them Know MMEO show.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I told you, we're going to have an episode with just you on there. And whatever you need to say to the community and marketing, we're here for you, man.
Indeed.
Thanks, man, for coming by.
Ashe, Ashante, everything. Yeah, peace.
Later. All right, Mama Lisa. So,
what
is your feelings about New Year's resolutions? With this episode being New Year, new aspirations, new you.
How do you feel about it? All right.
First off, I really don't like New Year's resolutions because nobody ever does it. I have made resolutions year after year and never did it. Never did it.
What do you think?
I felt pressure.
Why?
I felt pressure.
You got a whole year.
From who? Or from where?
The year.
That's why they have like.
No,
they have
felt like I had to.
And long term.
Hold on,
go.
Real quick. Right. Question. Do you feel like you felt pressure from making the resolutions or feel
yes.
pressure from
yes.
creating the
from
resolutions?
Making the resolutions.
That you feel like you may or may not be able to accomplish.
I felt like when I made the resolution,
it was
I
unrealistic.
Shut up. I should have shut up.
Okay, so basically, so do you feel like it's better to just basically set goals on a constant basis, or like, because
no.
technically, like, I mean, a lot of people use it, like, even if they don't have to accomplish everything, a lot of people use it as like a start point in case maybe they were falling off,
that
or maybe
was
they did
my
fall
start
off
point.
For the year. You know, I'm just saying though, do you think
I
that's
really tried?
Yeah,
it just didn't work. for me.
So are you willing to try?
Every time I tried, I was like, yes, I'm going to do this. But I did. I quit smoking cigarettes.
Okay.
What?
That was New Year's resolution.
See?
And I did.
Hello.
That's an accomplishment.
In 3 years,
So you did do a New Year's resolution.
I'm just saying, don't force me.
Nobody's forcing us. It's a self thing.
Okay.
But that's why you have a certain time
frame. That's how I feel about this resolution.
Yeah.
I feel forced.
So you'd rather just work on yourself on your own time, basically.
On my own time.
Okay.
Mom,
on the subject of having goals, though, like, do you have goals set up for this next year?
So you accomplished that.
Okay. So 2023.
What are your plans? What are the steps you're planning to take to buy a house?
What are yours?
My plans are learning real estate from people like my brother Ron, networking with him, going to places where there's people there that know things that I don't, and being willing to be uncomfortable, asking questions about stuff that I don't know so I can learn, because I want to be part of that loop. You feel me? Yeah. When people talk about certain things, I don't want to be the person in the room that doesn't know what anybody's talking about, and everybody's talking over my head.
So the more you learn, the more you earn, right?
That part. You know what I'm saying? Life is all about knowledge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? It's not necessarily about
just finishing a finish line or like, oh, I finished this race.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the point of goals
and
is not
making some
the point of goals is not a, is not about finishing a race. It's about setting checkpoints.
Yeah.
Life, the whole thing is a race. You feel me?
Yeah.
You got to set checkpoints. But
and save points.
So for 2023, do you have any? That's your goal is
to buy a house
next
year.
That's your long term. That'll be a long term.
So my kids have something.
Yeah.
I just don't want to die.
Also, you can pass it.
Have nothing for my kids.
Leave a legacy, basically.
Yeah.
See, that's what I wanted to do also, is to do that
too.
Leave a legacy.
For my kids. I don't need it, but I feel like they need it.
Like when like you said, when I die, I want my will to have things of worth. You feel me? That I'm leaving to my family and my legacy.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, that's a
good goal
for 2023.
Man.
But so, you want to give words of wisdom?
Of encouragement?
Yes.
To let the listeners know.
What would you suggest they do to accomplish their goals next
year?
Regardless of how you feel about resolutions, if people, it's all about setting goals.
Stop being jealous. Get a job and work hard.
Work hard. You have to work hard.
This is Sugar Shane.
All right, Mama Lisa. Thank you for coming to the studio.
Signing out.
And guess
what? Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy
holidays.
You know
Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah.
And you know what I'm saying? And come out strong after Christmas, man. You know what I'm saying? 2023, attack it, man.
Yes, sir.
Attack 2023.
All right, to the next episode.
Yes, sir.
Later.
Bye, Mama.